Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Just Be Kind.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled, since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. What a tragic story we have in today's Gospel. Mary and Joseph and Jesus are refugees seeking asylum. They flee on foot to Egypt. Nothing has changed really in these several thousand years since then. Every day we know vulnerable people, men, women, and children all over the world who are fleeing their homeland on foot, by leaking boats, on top of freight trains they call the beast, and packed into cargo cars and cargo trucks. They are fleeing poverty and violence, just like Mary and Joseph and Jesus. The most vulnerable, of course, are the children. Many, many babies and young children have died in these tragic journeys and continue to die while in custody in squalid refugee camps and detention centers. Here in America on December 14th, we paused to prayerfully remember the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, which occurred in 2012 in Newtown, Connecticut. On that day, a 20-year-old man shot and killed 26 people, including 20 children between 6 and 7 years old, along with 6 adult staff members. We also think of the vast numbers of children all over the world that are groomed and lured and forced into sex by their captors. Yes, holy, innocent children still die. They still are victims of cruel leaders. What can we do? We can keep making our voices heard regarding gun violence, regarding comprehensive immigration reform, regarding climate volatility. We can make our voices heard to remove from office any elected leader who promotes or tolerates this kind of violence. but we can do more. We can address the violence that lies in each of our hearts. Because each time we allow our egos to take over and we become critical, judgmental, opinionated, we promote violence. Whenever we argue and insist on being right, we become unkind and we are violent. Each time we dismiss another in our minds, we take a superiority stance and we share a type of violence. In the next few days here at our preaching center, we will be hosting a couple. They are just coming for a brief evening visit. But I have to admit and confess that I truly do not like them. They come because they enjoy our presence in our center. So when they are here, I must try to be Jesus, Jesus whose family fled violence. I will try to avoid mentally looking for all the signs in them of what I dislike, their behaviors that annoy me. I will try to resist mentally categorizing them into all my presuppositions so as to justify my opinion of them. Instead, I will try to receive them just as they are and just be kind.